This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Democrats are something of an endangered species in Alabama. There are no Democrats left in statewide office. Republicans hold solid majorities in the state legislature. Part of that reason for the political downward spiral is Alabama Democratic Conference President Joe Reed. That's according to Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays and is here once again. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So who is Joe Reed?
Well, Joe Reed, he is actually vice president of minority affairs for the Democratic Party, but has long, as you said, been ADC president and has really led the African-American wing of the Black Party for decades and has is extremely powerful man.
And so there are some tensions around him and his position within the party. They came out this past weekend at the Alabama Democratic or at the executive committee meeting. What happened there?
Well, a couple of people had proposed amendments to the executive committee, which would change the definition of minority so that minority was more inclusive, that it would include Hispanics, gays, people with disabilities, et cetera, et cetera. And in response to that, Joe had proposed his own amendment, which would say basically if your county, if your House district did not support the Democratic candidate for president by more than 45% in the last presidential election, you would lose seats on the executive committee. Which would mean, of course, that about 75% of Alabama would lose representation on the party, and only really Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, and the Black Belt would get any representation.
So a power play?
Power play, because then he would, even more than he is now, let's face it, Joe Reed calls the shots as it is now, but even more than now, he would be able to name whatever he wanted in the party.
Well, at that meeting, all the amendments from both sides were eventually pulled, so no harm, no foul?
Well, I mean, it's no harm, no foul, except for the message it sends, and it's the same message it has he has sent so many times before. When he tried to remove Patricia Todd from office, saying in essence that a white person has no business in her district, that it should be Black, the same thing happened with the Judge Nikki Steele case. And it's a message that says, you know, this is not a party of ideology. It's not a party. It's not a legitimate party. It's just a minority party.
Well, we do have statewide elections next year. There's a gubernatorial race. What do you see the state of the Democratic Party as we look ahead to 2014?
Well, it's in complete disarray right now. They can't raise funds. They can't find a real legitimate contender for statewide office. Sue Bell Cobb is always named, but Sue Bell Cobb is the one who left, you know, the Supreme Court in the middle. It looks like they're flailing. They've already had a split with the Alabama Democratic majority, and it doesn't look good for them.
Well, you say Joe Reed should take a hike, as you wrote this week. What were to happen if he did step aside?
Well, we would see in all likelihood, you know, he has groomed a lot of people to follow in his place, including his children. But in the absence of Joe Reed would open up that party to some opportunities that they don't have now.
Oh, do you see him doing it?
No, absolutely not.
Well, to a certain extent, this sounds like just inter-party squabbles. I mean, why should it matter if I'm not a Democrat, if I'm not a part of the party?
Well, because you know, we should all be able to agree. Looking back at what happened, I mean, we've never had a real two-party system, to be honest. The Democrats were there, and then the Republicans were there. But having real two-party systems opens up debate and discussion. So you don't just cater to the extremes in your party. You listen to ideas from across the board, and you have to deal with them. And I'm a firm believer that makes for a better system.
Well, also this morning, from parts of the military to toll roads, governments have privatized more and more services in recent years. One area of particular concern is the court system. And, John, you point to a specific case out of Harpersville.
Well, there's a number of cases, actually. Harpersville, Childersburg, dozens of places around Alabama and the rest of the country where this is being repeated over and over again. And you have private probation companies that basically make it very difficult for poor people to get out of the system. And they're going to jail for not being able to pay their fines, and the fines are escalating and escalating and escalating.
So do you take issue with the extremity of the tactics being used by these private companies, or is it the whole idea of privatizing court-related services?
Well, particularly the way it's done in these cases, because there's very little so far the way it's been done is very punitive to those who can't pay, and cities are really using the poor to pay their bills, and it's a horror story.
Well, without farming things out, you know, where does this leave the courts? Where does this leave the city? I mean, after all, courts at every level are feeling financial pressure. They're not really getting money.
Right, and that's why they're so attractive to the cities, because they can say, come in and you can make money off of these people. We won't have to pay you anything. But they're really just abdicating their responsibility, because inevitably when you turn a court system into a for-profit system, then the for-profit interests take over, and you start jailing people for inability to pay escalating debt. And that is just not the way it's been done in this country since 1820.
Do you see it possible to have a private company do these things, or is that just no-go in your mind?
Yeah, I do think it's possible to have it done. I think there has to be some real discussion of how it's regulated and how it's monitored. We have to change the way we think about it as communities.
John Archbold is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his thoughts in the Birmingham News Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and online at al.com. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.